And away we go, and happy Valentine's Day, Friday, Getaway Friday, February the 14th, 2020, 11 minutes past the hour, Valentine's Day 2020. How about that? It is the day that the greeting card people created to make you go to the store and buy greeting cards and chocolate and flowers and all those things. There'll be a lot of proposals today. There might even be a lot of weddings today. What a good day to have a wedding. All kinds of good stuff because it is Valentine's Day, and 2020 is kind of special too, being a 10-year Hallmark year, I guess, is what I'm being told. So we got a great Valentine show planned for you this morning, but very quickly we have to go over the last two mornings. What a great time we have had around here. Legendary ABC newsman Sam Donaldson on Wednesday. Great to have Sam on. Always good when he comes on the program. And yesterday, the legendary Phil Donahue for 2 hours and 10 minutes live and uninterrupted. What a pleasure it was to have Donahue on the program. One of the people I watched when I was younger who made me want to do this. So I hope you enjoyed the Donahue interview as much as I did. And I heard back from so many people yesterday about that. So it was really fun. Tremendous morning. And I found out later on in the day that Sam Donaldson was listening to that. And I got a very nice email from Sam. So if Sam's listening this morning, thank you for the email, Sam. I appreciate that. Now, we're on to Valentine's Day, and I thought, you know, being male, you've got to have female voices here on Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day really is a female holiday, so no two better voices to have live in the studio for the two-hour program today than the people I do a new podcast with entitled Paper Rings, which you can get on YouTube. Just search Paper Rings Podcast. Then Abby's been here before, a one-time visitor to this program. Abby Croman and Michelle Whitaker are here for the day, getting up early and complaining before we went on the air this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how's it going, Valentine's Day 2020?
It's great.
Boy, this is going to be a long morning. I can feel that already. 2 hours to fill and one-word answers.
Well, it's Friday morning, so that's always a good thing anyway.
Well, okay, let's get into this, because Abby was on 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And we discussed this office party, and I had a call earlier on in the week that people wanted to know what the fallout from this office party would be, which we did have it last night.
We did.
It did happen, and there was some fallout from this office party, so we need to... No, there was a little bit of fallout.
There was no fallout.
Well, we'll discuss... It's real now. This is a real live conversation.
Okay.
So... how do you think it went last night?
I thought it was great. We had a good time. Good conversation.
Yeah.
Good dinner.
I thought so.
Drinks. I mean, that makes a party.
Right. And what was that drink? Vodka and what was...
It was lemonade, vodka.
Lemonade,
strawberry. Strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade.
That was very good.
It was vodka. Delicious. I'm going
you
back
You didn't
today.
Drink anything, did you, Michelle?
I did not drink anything. I had to pick up my child from the basketball game.
But you had a drink of that. You had a sip.
I had one tiny little sip.
You did have a sip of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a drink of, it was lemonade and vodka.
It tasted like strawberry lemonade.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I had drank a drink, and you had... No, I'm letting you answer. I'm not even going to put words in your mouth.
A couple, I think, yeah.
Right.
She had a Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary
Bloody
first.
Mary.
And I ate her olives.
Michelle ate the olives.
Did.
And...
then we got a carafe of drink. For you and I to share.
We did. We had a carafe.
They're special.
Right.
We had a carafe.
Drinks for two. And she said she couldn't just serve one.
Right.
Two people had to be drinking it.
Right. And it was very good. It was a delicious drink. I would recommend that. That's a pretty easy drink to prepare at your home tonight if you're having a Valentine's Day get-together.
Yeah, it would definitely be good.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Now, the questions that people wanted to know about this office party was who paid?
I did.
You did pay.
Abby
so
paid.
Let's be honest.
I felt the pressure,
pay.
So I paid.
No, okay. You didn't feel the pressure.
Abby wouldn't let me leave a tip, though. I wanted to leave a tip.
I offered to leave the tip, too.
Well, I should have left an extra tip for her.
Well, listen, it was an office party, and I was hosting, as Scott told me I had to host the office party. So it was the polite thing to do.
I didn't tell you had to host
listen,
it.
Listen, I appreciate you guys.
Well, that's so nice.
Every day
you.
There with me.
Yeah, but it was a good time. Right. But there was a little friction.
Oh.
I know.
There's always friction.
There's always friction.
With you two.
And I don't know why. Because there's nothing but admiration.
Now, if any of your listeners listen, they hear what you say about me, like, whenever you talk.
Right, but
it's never really all that favorable.
Right, but I don't want to spend too much time on this because...
Of course not.
Because
of course you don't.
What I feel is there was an abrupt moment last night when the office party was going on where you just stood up and you were like, I got to go.
She ghosted us.
She did. And Michelle felt it too. Because when you walked out, I turned to Michelle and I said, did you think that was strange? And she said, yes, that was a little abrupt. And I thought, I've never seen anybody take off like that before.
Listen, I told you, when it's time to go, it's time to go. Let's not make it awkward.
No, but I felt bad because I thought I had done something because I was being my normal kind self to you last night.
Oh, even Michelle said, like, oh, you were on one last night.
That was subjective.
Right.
Normal kind
when
self.
When did you say this?
You plopped the laptop down.
Yeah.
Made me read
Oh,
it.
Did that make you angry? Was that what it was?
No.
Oh, I bet it was because
it was really just a series of...
Oh, now I know what it was.
It was really a series of all of your...
Word choice.
So
negativity.
It was. Yeah, I did tick you off last night.
But not where I had to stand up and leave. I'm not really that way.
Okay.
Listen, you know me well enough. I would fire back at you and tell you how mad you made me. You know this. I wouldn't just be like, oh, I gotta go.
That's what I thought. But when you stood up and left like that, I thought...
Let's not make it awkward.
I thought her ride was here.
It was.
Was
that the reason?
She's responsible.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm responsible. I'm not going to try to drive.
Yeah, but you had to call for the ride, didn't you?
Text.
I texted for it.
Right. So you were ready to go for some reason. Something had happened.
I'm still a mom. Like, I still have my kids at home.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the reason, then there's no worry. But I thought it was something I had done.
I mean, partially. Of course it was something you had done. I can only sit there for so long and take your heat.
My heat?
Yeah. He was throwing it last night.
Yes.
I was?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It wouldn't stop.
Well, what ticked you off? I really want to know.
There a lot of it. No, kidding. No, it was fine. It was just normal conversation. I can't say that I was really mad.
But you said, I got to be away from him now because I've taken enough of this.
No, that's not how
I can't take any more.
There was no abruptness because I had to get away from you. I would just say that.
Well, no, I'm glad there wasn't because, you know, it was just one of those things because that's how dinners go.
Right.
Right, Michelle?
Right.
I don't know if Michelle and I have ever really had a dinner quite like that before last night.
Well,
but even our waitress got in on it.
Oh, yeah, but you know...
She did.
No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. But the point is... No, see, that's...
She felt your... What's the right word?
Courtney.
Her name was Courtney last night.
She did a fantastic
Courtney
job.
The waitress. She did
was
do a
delightful.
Fantastic job.
Yes, yes.
She was delightful for about 90% of the time.
Until she got right on Scott for his actions and words.
That's right.
Well, it was an action that I did. And we'll talk about this action because this is actually something that happens on Valentine's Day. I read about this morning.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get to that. But I did not feel that I was being overly rude because...
Well, I think the word we use is condescending.
Condescending.
Not yeah, rude. But did you feel I was being condescending to you?
No, you're not ever condescending to Michelle.
No.
Let's be clear here.
Yeah. But you realize that, like, really, 100% of the things I'll say it on the air. 100% of the things I say to you are usually just to get a rise out of you. None of it is based in truth.
And that's your Valentine's Day gift.
And that's your Valentine's Day gift. Happy Valentine's Day. That's the truth, because most people want to hear people arguing. They don't want to hear people sitting and just talking to each other and having polite conversation. So I know that you will fire back on me, and I know that you will argue. And so I know how to push those buttons at this point, and that's good.
Right.
But I didn't think it was going to result in an abrupt ending like last night.
So you like that I can just fire back quickly?
Yeah, I like that.
It is one of my superpowers.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. It's
okay.
One of them.
So that is how the office party went. That is the story of the office party. Now, this will tell the true tale of it, though. Okay. Would you ever have one again?
Of course.
Oh, so it was that good. Where do you put it on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was about a 3.
A 3?
But it was...
A 3. Let me write that down. It was a 3.
Yep. We had a great time. We really did. We always do. We don't even have to have a party to... You know, have a good time, a good conversation.
We got to witness one of Scott's fans.
We did.
Oh, that is true. I wonder if she's listening out
Barb,
there this morning.
Good morning, Barb.
Good morning,
that was
Barb.
Really nice.
Barb did come up to me last night, and I had never met Barb before.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
But Scott's always bragging about his fans.
That's what I do. I go around bragging about the fans. No, that was very nice of her.
But it really was.
It's always nice to be in public and somebody approaches you like that and says very nice things and you don't really know them. Mm-hmm. I appreciate when people do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was very nice of her.
I mean, it doesn't happen to me, but...
I mean, I rarely get recognized for who I am.
I just try to
hide. Usually I'm like so-and-so's mom. Oh, look, there's, you know, Luke's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's how we are. Those are our fans.
Well, but you see, it's this attitude that comes off from me that's made those people want to come up and say hello to me. So I can't totally lose the attitude.
The condescending attitude makes people drawn to you?
What is condescending to you? That's what I want to know. Because we did not get that far because you left so abruptly. What is condescending?
Tone?
My tone is condescending?
Well,
in the way you described some of the things that we talk about, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not going to bring it up here, but I know what pushed the buttons now that I look back on it. And, because when you talk about something serious, even if you're doing it in a comical fashion in your own mind, you probably shouldn't talk about it. And I made that mistake last night.
No, I don't even think that really wasn't it. I think it's your memory of the things that happen. And how it's so skewed.
So you just had enough of that. You had enough of me
that's
and my
choice theory.
Choice
and the way
theory.
People see things.
Right.
Well, I had a really good time last night because it's always fun to be out doing anything, whether it's teaching or doing the podcast or being here. It's fun to be with you guys. You guys are a lot of fun.
We are.
We really are a lot of fun, Scott.
Thank you.
It was a good time. We really had a good time.
You did. So that was the Christmas office party.
Holiday party.
Holiday.
You told us it was 3 months late, which
so
Christmas was
gonna,
like 6 weeks ago.
Are we going to have Valentine's party like in 2 months?
We have to space these out every once every 3 months.
That'll be our year-end party.
D-Day, St. Patty's, mm-hmm. Easter.
Yeah, we're going to have all those get-togethers,
Flag
right?
Day.
You don't have to pay every time. I know it's about the paying with you. You
oh
don't have
my
to pay
gosh,
every... But no, we can have like a regular one where we all go Dutch.
Really?
Oh,
like Dutch. A potluck?
I said I would pick up the next one.
Oh, you had a conversation with her? She wouldn't respond to me last night.
We text.
I did respond to you. I can't keep
By
up
text?
With your... No, he doesn't text me. He has Scott to message me. And then I don't always get the messages or have it right there. It doesn't ding if I get a message.
Listen, I said to her, I said, are you okay? Because of the abrupt ending, which we both felt happened.
You didn't give any reasons. That you were like, are you okay? So like, I didn't know if you were checking to see if I got home okay.
Yep. Y-E-P. Yep.
I had to use my first finger and text like you do, so I
bet you were using a finger last night. I bet you were. But no, so in any event, we'll have another party, and it'll be a lot of fun, and next time I'll just be less whatever I was last night. I'll figure out what I was, and I'll tone it down.
It was fine.
No, it was entertaining.
Well, see, that's the fun thing.
I enjoyed it.
Michelle enjoys when we have those little moments.
She's kind of the referee, maybe.
Well, because I figure there's nobody else watching. They're listening to this thing that we're doing. So I figure I can say pretty well anything and get away with it, especially in a public place. It's not like here.
I think I pretty much said anything, too, and got away with it last night.
Right, but I did not storm off.
It was very colorful.
It was colorful. I didn't storm off either. I didn't, like, you know, throw my fist down and leave and be like, I'm out of here.
Before we put a button on this, here is why this happened. Because Abby got there a little early, and I got there a little early because Michelle was coming from another place. And we had this conversation before, and you said, I got no plans. I am here forever.
I did not say anything like that.
Oh, man.
And it's not like we were up. We were there for like 2.5 hours. So it's not like we were just like...
No, I mean, I was ready to go.
A quick dinner, and it was like 45 minutes, and I'm out.
But is that normally how you leave a place?
Yes.
That's exactly what we saw last night.
It's time to go. It's time to go.
Peace.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Like, why make it awkward? Don't we need to, like, look you longingly in the eye and be like, hey, I'm going to have to go soon. Let's talk about me leaving in a little bit.
No, you just say, hey, you know, it's getting time to go here.
I don't do that.
You just say.
Then it's weird. Then we sit there for another 10 minutes and have a weird conversation.
We weren't having a weird Were we having a weird conversation?
Well, I think we would have if we were like, so it's time to go, so I'm going to have to go. You know, just
not really.
That's what people from Ohio do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Say goodbye like 10 times.
And then we all fight over the bills and do whatever we do. Was there
no fighting over the bill last night,
there
though. Let's be clear.
I tried to pay the tip.
Is that a Kentucky thing to leave
what?
Like that?
No, no, stop. I'm not from Kentucky.
Oh, I didn't. I thought maybe it was a Kentucky exit.
Well, I think it was just a I'm out of here exit. Let's not be weird.
But people do that all the time. They say, I got to go. I do that all the time at work. I'm like, I got to go, guys. And then I stop, talk to somebody for 10
exactly.
more minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we all do.
And then I go to the door, handle on the door. How many people have done that?
Well, like last night, she was on the inside of the booth sitting next to Michelle. So she actually had to knock her out of the way to get out of the booth. And she was gone. She got out of that booth and she was gone. And Michelle and I even had like 5 minutes after just saying, oh, you know, goodbye.
It was like 2 minutes.
Right. Okay, two. I didn't have the stopwatch on.
So you guys had to keep making it awkward and then it was like an awkward exit.
No, it was just, well, that was fun and, you know...
Man, I must have really made her mad.
It was awful that she left abruptly.
So you had an extra
like
2 minute conversation about me, is what it was.
He was worried. He made you mad.
No, I didn't worry that. I just wondered. Because you wondered, you said that was kind of abrupt.
Here's the thing: if you make me mad, have I ever just not outwardly said like, "You're upsetting me," or something of that nature?
I don't think
maybe
you've ever said that to me.
I probably use different words, but I think I say that.
Do you? Yes. Okay, we'll have to mark that down. But, okay, well, that's enough of that. But it was a fun party. Why are you rubbing your head?
You're stressing me out.
Already? No, this is...
It was a good time.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It is. Friday morning.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, here we go. Do you have anything you want to talk about for Valentine's Day? Any big plans?
I don't. I'm probably more worried about what my kids have to do for Valentine's Day. You know, I have to take my son to get his girlfriend something later today for Valentine's Day. That's a big deal.
When do you start that? Because kids do Valentine boxes. So when do you actually start buying Valentines for a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
I was in Valentine box misery yesterday.
I love making Valentine's Day boxes.
Listen, we had already done one. My 7-year-old had already done one. It was a treasure box. It was so cute. He decorated it with stickers. Even when I brought it home, he was like, Mommy, this is the best day of my life. He loved it, right? Went to school, saw some of his friends that made like a cool shark one, and another one made one that had fuzzy covering on it. So then suddenly, the treasure box wasn't good enough.
The overachievers always ruining everything for everyone.
So then yesterday, I had to make a robot. I made a robot, two box. Valentine's box.
My Valentine's, the ones I made, the robots would have gone with it.
Yeah, yes, it would have.
$70 ones.
Mm-hmm. So we did this yesterday afternoon.
Because you have forbade your kids from buying the cartoon Valentine's.
Correct. We don't buy store-bought Valentine's.
I do. I did.
Oh, I think it's great. Because
$2,
like if you
pencil.
Want, yeah, if you want Garfield or you want whoever, that, you know, you can do that.
No, we make like homemade ones.
I've done both.
Yeah, they do different, have different sayings on them. You know, it's cute. Sometimes this year, I think we're either doing pencils or glow sticks that are like lightsabers. And they have little things on there, like Yoda one for me, and they have all the little cute Valentines on there.
Pencils.
So.
Kids always need pencils. Mm-hmm. Always.
Oh, let's see. It's been a long time since I did anything for Valentine's Day as a child. I'm trying to think of what used to be done. I don't remember what... They gave you candy, I think, sometimes.
We used to have I remember people always foil, like, around the boxes.
Yeah, exactly. The tin foil stuff.
Tin foil was a big thing, sure.
And then you had the little Valentine's. There wasn't homemade, really, when we were... Mm-mm. There was no Pinterest.
No, but you could buy the... It used to be Garfield. What was it back in those days? It was Garfield. What were the big cartoons?
There was Snoopy and Garfield.
I remember Transformers for boys... I remember, what were the big things? Smurfs. Do you remember Smurfs? Mm-hmm. I remember the Smurfs were very big.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Alvin and the Chipmunks was a very big one.
I had those. Three little stuffed animals.
KB Toys in the mall, I'll never forget this, used to sell, well, they sold a lot of things, but one year they came out with the Chipmunks, and it was Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, and they were like stuffed animals, and I had a grandparent who went and bought three of those for all the grandkids, and I had those for the longest time. Because the Chipmunks were a big Saturday morning cartoon. They don't even have Saturday morning cartoons
so
anymore.
So sad.
It's sad.
Every Saturday morning, you'd get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and you'd get your whatever cereal, Mr. T cereal, that you would have, and you would watch cartoons continuously for like 3 hours.
Lucky we called charms. It Cartoon Day. We didn't even call it Saturday. We'd be like, tomorrow's Cartoon Day.
What happened to those? See, this is what kids are missing.
It is.
This is why people are turning into mask murderers, because they don't have Saturday morning cartoons.
It's because they don't have the simple things, and that was one of the simple things for us.
And you appreciated it, because you had to wait for it for a whole week to come back around on Saturday. Well, now you can just stream anything you want.
Right. Growing up, we had like channel 4, 6, and 10, you know, but sometimes 28 if we're lucky.
But I think it is hurtful, though, because I think non-appointment television has hurt the family, that you can get it all the time. Mm-hmm. Because you used to have to watch television at a certain time when that show was on, and that brought people together.
Right.
Well, you don't have to do that anymore.
Right. It makes me sad.
It does make me sad. One thing, when people quote a TV show that I liked when I was younger, I can tell you the day and time it was on.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you had to know.
Yep.
Yes.
You had to know. And the other day I picked up a TV guide, oddly enough, and TV guide is like nothing anymore. Because you don't need to know when these shows are on.
Right.
You just need to know how to Hulu or Google or YouTube the shows.
And then it's hard to pick up on new shows because you don't watch TV, you don't see the commercials, you don't see the advertisements. So I never know a new sitcom when it's coming on.
Well, this is
I'm not watching regular cable.
Right, and this is why I think commercials have went down, because who's watching them? They're fast-forwarding through them. They're not paying attention to the commercials anymore. And the commercials on YouTube and Hulu that they try to build in before the show starts, they stink.
Mm-hmm.
90% of them are political.
Right.
So I don't understand that. But that's a thing from childhood that went by the wayside, and that's unfortunate.
It is.
But being that it is Valentine's Day, we do have some Valentine's Day topics. Now, the first one is not Valentine's Day, so let's do this one quickly. But this is just an interesting question. If you were going to be in the hospital, not totally ill, but just stuck in a hospital room, in a bed, for a year, and you could only have one other person in the bed, and now it cannot be a family member, and it cannot be... What is wrong with you? Did you have like a sweet tart? I wish this was on television. No, this is not my question. This is a question that somebody gave me last night, okay?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Why would I make this up?
We're really willing to answer.
Okay. No, sir. If you're in a hospital bed for 1 year and you have to be in the same room with this person for a year, and it can't be a family member and it can't be your kids, who would it be?
Wow, that's really tough.
Abby, you can take this one.
I don't know. That's a good question, because I would think of would be family members.
It's a psychological question. That's the point. It makes you go beyond your family. It makes you go beyond, you know, those sort of built-in walls we have in life, and actually think about who would you really be able to spend a year with, because you already spend a year with your family. And
this person's like stuck in there with me for one solid year.
You're
going
to be stuck in there for a year.
It's not just like the visitors coming to see you for 1 year.
No, in the room all the time for a year.
I would definitely have to pick one of my mom friends, probably. Like, you know, I have a group of friends that from when we were little. I wouldn't tolerate you, Scott. I would definitely tolerate Michelle for like a whole year. We'd probably have way too much fun.
Yeah.
If somebody's giving me a year break.
Now, would you say such? See, that is rude.
See, because this is why.
No, but I would point it out to you. In the hospital, I'd say, I cannot believe, even though you're in a hospital bed, you're still being this rude to me.
Right. I really don't know. That's kind of a good question. I'd have to be a close friend.
It would be a friend.
Definitely. It would be a friend.
Yeah. Well, one of my girlfriends.
Who would you have?
Who would I have? I don't know. I really don't know. That's hard to...
Are we talking famous people? Like, anyone?
Oh, I do know some famous people I could probably stand to be in a room with for a year. Sure.
Who's that?
I mean, are they going to get... If they have money, they can bring...
Right. I mean, we kind of had this conversation last night.
Well, no, I think it's hard to tell because...
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But money at that point is kind of a moot point, isn't it? Because you're both confined to a bed and you are stuck there doing what you can do in a hospital room.
Okay, so you can't have deliveries?
Right.
Well, yeah, but I don't know that the pizza man's going to be coming to the hospital.
The room?
No, you're in the bed. You just are going to have to deal with this person straight out for a year.
This reminds me of the Bucket List movie at the beginning, where they're both in... You've never seen that?
Yes, I think I've seen it.
They're Morgan Freeman and...
Yeah.
Like, in the bed, and they can't...
Right. And that's a psychological question. Now, they turned out to be good friends, though, by the end of that movie.
Right.
Sometimes the worst of enemies can turn out to be the best of friends.
So maybe you'd be a stranger, and then you can meet a new friend.
You would want a stranger in there with you?
Mm-mm.
Neither would I. So that becomes very difficult. So yours would be one of your mom friends.
I think so. We have the wolf pack.
Okay.
I think. I mean, just Aww. A good friend. Yeah. I know. We've been friends. It's my oldest son has this whole group of friends. They've he's never really changed friends. He's had the same group of friends since he was in kindergarten. So all of us moms obviously have gotten to know it. He's a junior now. We've all gotten to know each other very well, and we do things together a lot. I mean, I suppose I'd have to choose one of them, or, you know, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Good friend.
Good friend.
We always have a good time, and we laugh, so.
I don't know why you went out of your way, though, to say it couldn't be me. You don't think we would have fun in a year?
Yes. We would obviously have fun, but I don't know if we could I don't know if you could. Could we stand each other for a year?
I told you, this is all nothing. It's like nothingness.
I would think anybody. I would have to pick, like, my best friend from childhood, because I never get to see her. So
well, you spend a lot of time with her. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we never get to see each other. Like, literally, she has a little one still. My kids are a little older. She's busy. Yeah. So it would be Cindy.
That'd be fun.
Okay, now, just to take this one step further, because I think it's interesting. What if it cannot be one of your close friends? What if it just has to be somebody you know? Because that's really what a hospital bed is about. When you check into the hospital, you really don't know who's going to be in the bed next to you. But if you had a choice, and it's not somebody you have had a long-term or close relationship with, which is kind of like what friends are, mm-hmm. our family is, who would it be? If you just had to, this is kind of like the question you were asking last night about
your hall pass.
Yeah. Is that what that's called? Hall pass.
Called your hall pass.
Your hall
yes.
pass.
Who, famous person.
What famous person would you choose if you could have a date with them mm-hmm. on a night? Okay, that was a question that was at the table last night. And who'd you choose again? Same person, wasn't it?
Paul Walker.
He's dead.
I know.
We know.
I mean, can't,
that's going to be one heck of a hall pass.
That's been my hall pass for years, though. I mean,
but he's
right
dead. You got to have an alive person.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, he's good.
That was my second.
Wasn't
choice.
He in the proposal?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That is such a good movie
with Sandra Bullock
Betty
and Betty White.
Yep. When they are dancing in the woods.
Betty White has been on this show. I would pick Betty White. Me and Betty White in a room for
that
a year.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Oh, Donahue. I would take Donahue in a room for a mm-hmm. year. He and I sitting there talking politics, and we did 2 hours yesterday. I bet we could do a year.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I think I'd have to have, yeah. I mean, I guess somebody could have a good conversation with anyway.
Well, that's sure. the whole point of this psychological test.
I could probably have a good conversation with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, definitely.
For a year.
Well, I'm not really sure about these people because we really don't know what they're like in real life.
I think he's really funny in real life.
He's got good writers in the movies, but I don't know how he is in real life.
You know who I really like off Instagram is Jennifer Garner.
She's funny. Or Chrissy Teigen. She cracks me
yes.
up on there.
I could definitely hang out with them.
So those are people that would be around. That's an interesting question. You never asked me last night. You were too busy.
Do you have a hall pass, Scott?
Oh, sure.
Who's that?
Sure.
Donahue?
Yeah, Donahue.
We never got to it. I was going to ask you, but I think we got distracted with something else.
Yes,
so
I think
I
you probably started
ask.
Saying something really condescending.
Somebody leaving abruptly is, I think, what brought that to an end. Who would it be? Ashley Williams, who's been on this show. I like Ashley Williams.
Okay.
Absolutely. That would be my person because there's something about her. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, she reminds me of purity. She's just purity in and of itself. Now, maybe she's not, but I believe she's purity in and of itself.
She seems very cool.
Yeah. I liked her and she was a good guest and she was funny. And I got to tell her I had a crush on her. That's one of the perks of this job.
Yeah, I would definitely need a funny person.
That's what I was going to say. We've all said with somebody funny, good conversation.
I couldn't be stuck with someone that has no personality.
Oh, Julia Nunes. I would take her too because when she was on this show, I've watched some of her videos on YouTube now. I think she is multi-talented.
You do have a bit of a crush on her.
I really do.
I've heard it.
Some of her movies are videos on... Huh? Yeah. Some of her videos on YouTube. Well, the movies are good too, but the videos on YouTube are very, very good, very well done. Like for the Bruno Mars song. What's the song? I can never remember the song's title. But it's the first time I've ever understood the lyrics is when she sang them in this song. What I like is that what it is. That's what I like.
I like Bruno Mars songs. Maybe.
But I can't understand what he's saying when mm-hmm. he sings that song. But when she sung it, I could understand the lyrics. So, yeah, Julia Nunes would be one.
Mm-hmm. A singer, I like Dierks Bentley. He's always been my...
Interesting.
I mean, he just seems like a regular guy. And he's good in concert.
Very like nice. Country. Well, nothing wrong with country. I think
I like country music, too.
Do you?
That's what I listen to every morning.
Oh.
What'd you listen to this morning?
Actually...
Celine Dion was on my...
Actually, classic rock was playing this morning, but I didn't choose that. Usually I choose top country.
So what is a popular song now in the top country world?
Oh, boy.
My favorite country song right now is One Man Band. And I know it didn't just come out, but it's...
I haven't listened to country lately. Actually, I really like country, but I haven't listened to it lately.
Oh.
You don't listen to music like when you're getting ready in the morning?
I haven't listened to country lately.
She listens to this show in the morning.
There's a lot of depressing country music. So.
This show isn't on when I'm getting ready in the morning, though.
So. No, but at some point during the morning, you listen.
To you?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
I do, too.
Almost every morning.
Almost every morning now.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, for as long as I can.
That's a bonding moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have been listening to Frozen 2 soundtrack in our house.
I remember you saying that.
Yes.
Frozen 2's been there for a while.
It's a good one.
Now, I do want to let people know that the second episode, because the first episode of the new podcast that we're doing did very well.
It
did very well. And it's still out there if you want to listen to it. Paper Rings Podcast, go to YouTube. And today we will be taping the second episode. Now, it's going to be kind of interesting because Abby will be moderating and picking the topics for this issue. So are you ready? Because we're hours away from the taping.
I think I'm ready, but you also just kind of threw this on me. And I think your words were like, so don't fail.
I don't think I said that.
Yes, it was. There was no words of advice, nothing, no words of encouragement. Just, here, do this and don't fail.
No advice.
Nothing.
No, last night I was saying, now, how are you going to introduce everybody? And you just wanted to fight me on that.
I did not. You just put me on the spot.
Yeah, and I don't understand when people that know how to do something don't offer advice.
No, like, advice.
They just say, you know what you're doing. You got it. Instead of helping.
Right. And all it was I've done this for a long time, so I know what I'm doing. And I make it look easy, but you're not good like me. That's really, I think, all it boiled down to.
Boy, it's spilling over from last night. You're taking shots left and right at me this morning, and I'm trying to be kind.
No. These aren't shots. This is actual conversation. They would be shots if I was, like, trying to get at you.
If you would have asked me last night, Scott, what should I do? What's the best way to do this? I would have told you.
Absolutely not. You'd have been like, throw it at me. Like, just tell me what you're doing.
Last night, I told you, I said, you can ask me any question you want. Go ahead, because you people think I'm a closed book and I don't answer any questions. That was one of your topics that you wanted to bring up on the podcast this week, was that I am not open. But I think that's not true. How can I sit here for 2 hours every morning and not be an open person?
You're not open. You have this. You are not open about your personal life.
Deflect.
Deflector.
Deflection.
I don't deflect.
Yes, you
what?
Do.
What? When you answer questions with questions, that's deflecting.
Yes.
Well, go ahead. I'm live and on the spot here. We're broadcasting to...
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
No, but don't say any names, because we don't know if anybody wants to be mentioned. But if you want to, you can ask me anything right now, and I'll answer it.
Mm-mm. You should ask.
Go ahead.
I'm not doing it because...
This is your shot.
Missing it.
Just no names, just because we don't know if people would want to be mentioned.
I understand that, but I'm not going to... No, I won't do that to you.
I will answer. I have nothing to hide. Go ahead.
Michelle,
what do you want to know?
Oh, I'm good.
Well, see, don't think that I didn't offer, because I did.
I don't think that there's anything that I would ask. I wouldn't want to put you on the spot. Just like you know how to push my buttons, I could totally push yours.
I don't know. I'm easy to answer.
Really? Michelle could too.
I know. I'm a open book.
When we asked the server at Applebee's, Courtney. You turned red.
Well, because
immediately and got super squirmy too.
Well, because she got kind of, well, you can tell this story without using the name of the person. But what happened was, we were talking about ghosting. Now, this term of ghosting apparently is where you don't talk to somebody and you don't tell them that you're not talking to them.
Why are you acting like you don't know what it is? Apparently, you're the master ghoster.
Okay.
He's like, what does this term ghosting mean? Let me describe it. But you know, because
I'm doing
that's
that
your MO.
I'm doing that for the audience.
Well, don't seem puzzled by
what ghosting is. So, and at some point last night, you decided to take it upon yourself to ask the server, who was also a girl.
I would have asked the entire restaurant.
I would
probably
have asked
one more drink.
A guy too.
The men would have been different.
They wouldn't have.
They would have.
What, they would have agreed with us.
So, what is wrong with ghosting somebody?
A million things.
Well, let's hear about like 10 of them.
So this person, honestly, you probably talk to this person every day, right?
See, now you're
at least something. I'm
whoa,
just saying. See,
whoa,
isn't
whoa.
You when you talk to someone basically every day, even for a minute, just
I don't
to
know that
in.
I talk to this person every day. I don't.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
But you're an open book.
Well, I don't know. You're saying I talk to them every day. Obviously not, because I ghosted them at one point.
Right.
Which is awful. You can't go, you know, even 5 out of 7 days talking to someone like this, getting together with them, doing things, and then just a weekend comes up, a Friday comes up, and you just block them on everything. That's not okay.
No, I didn't block them. I just
stopped
answering.
Did he not say that he
things.
Blocked?
No, I didn't block. I just stopped answering.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
No, you can't stop answering. You can't. That's just, that messes with someone.
Well, I apologize. I did apologize for that.
Laughingly apologized
no,
and poked
no.
fun of it the next time you saw this person.
No. But I've ghosted more than one person. So it's not like this is... This
so
is,
it's your
so
thing.
What you have is commitment issues.
No.
If you ghosted more than one person.
Oh, no. I don't have commitment issues.
Actually, you do.
No. Because what a ghosting is that whatever you have going on in your life, maybe some big, like, hurdle has come up, and you cannot deal with that issue
and
at that particular...
And that's all you have to say to this other person, though. You know what? I need a weekend to myself to sort things out. I've got a lot going on. I'm not going to be able to talk to you for a couple of days. Don't take it personally. Any conversation, anything like that, would have been totally acceptable.
Yeah, but you know what? I think ghosting your friends is okay, because at the end of the day, you know, friendship is supposed to be stronger than water.
Hmm?
Isn't it?
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Ghosting your friends? Sure.
Like last night when you didn't talk to me, I think that was a form of ghosting when I asked you how you were.
I did talk to you.
I don't know. I think it's a little shaky, the whole thing, because I think sometimes... But I would not do it again. I would not ghost anybody again, because I realize what happened in that particular situation. But at that time, I thought it was the best thing to do, and I shouldn't have done it.
This is the first I've heard that.
Yeah.
Usually you just stand by your ghosting method.
No, I believe ghosting's okay. But I believe in that particular situation, I was wrong.
I think it's never okay. There's not a good situation to just ghost.
And you don't really ghost your friends. Like, you just get busy. And
right.
You don't... That's different. At this age, maybe a middle schooler will ghost their friends.
Well, the other day when I said, no, we haven't even talked all day.
Right.
So you guys are like middle school.
Yeah.
We just check in, at least.
Yeah. Forever, what, 14?
No.
I wouldn't go
high
back.
School.
Yeah, no.
No. Okay.
I would not go back to middle school.
Never.
Oh,
college,
man.
different story.
Just give me a week in college again.
Give me a week in college again.
College was a good time.
And a week to recover.
I was going
to
say, we could probably just do a long weekend, let's be honest.
Well, it's interesting because you brought the server in on this conversation last night, and she seemed to feel the same way. But she looked to me like somebody who had been ghosted herself, and she had the scars of ghosting in her past.
Now you can see what it does to somebody.
Right, but that's why I felt bad, because I did not want to say, yes, I think this is right, because clearly this had been done to her, and I didn't want to ruin her night. She was at work.
You couldn't have said it was right. No one. I would let no one would say it was right.
Oh, I took a poll.
Oh, you did?
I did. I took a poll.
Where at? Who did you?
Zogby. The new Zogby poll out this morning says that ghosting people is actually okay. It's 70-30.
No. It is not. You're pulling these numbers out of nowhere.
It's just the easy way out.
Well, I don't know, but I think that it's actually okay. And as long as you unghost yourself at some point, then everything's fine.
That's worse. If you're going to ghost me, just ghost.
You should stay ghosted?
Absolutely.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know.
Because then at least you're just gone. Maybe it wasn't just me.
Okay.
Well, it's not you. If someone's ghosting you, it's definitely not you. It's definitely their problem.
Their issues.
Like, it's their
issues.
Why
doesn't the person understand? No.
Yes, it
100%.
Is.
100%.
No.
Because you can't.
Yes.
I don't think that's right.
Because you don't want to admit that you have issues, but...
Yes, I have issues. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I have a lot of issues, and I've got to ghost you at this moment to work on my issues. No, it's just...
But that's all you have to say. I just have to work some stuff out. You don't need to just ghost. You don't just need to cut someone off.
It just happens sometimes, okay?
No, I've
never
just
happened
that.
You don't mean it to happen. Mm-mm. Okay, I think it's okay, and I think... Well, this leads into our first topic here, because, and I don't know why this is a very weird topic, but Michigan residents are most likely to be dumped on Valentine's Day. I don't know why Michigan.
I heard this.
Ghosted. They're most likely to be ghosted on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I read
those
that.
Those Michiganers.
Maybe just, I don't, what does that mean?
I read that somewhere,
Michigan
too.
People have no conscience, or what? Like, I don't get it.
That they, like, get rid of people for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, they sign off before Valentine's Day.
Buy the present.
It's like a culture thing in Michigan. That's what they do.
But see, now, what would you say to these people?
Well, I don't care. If you're going to break up with me, you don't have to wait till a holiday. You know, you can, if they were going to do it on Valentine's
Day. Valentine's Day is not a holiday, is it?
Well, if they're waiting till a certain day to do it, it's something like that.
I wonder why that is. Cold in Michigan? I don't know. What is that?
They just got through the holidays, and now they're, I don't know.
But why would you wait till Valentine's Day? That's would seem to me to be a bad day to do that.
I mean, I don't understand Michigan people.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand that what that was all about either. But overall, I guess the topic is here. Is it good to dump somebody on Valentine's Day?
As long as you do it the right way and don't just ghost them. I don't think it's... I mean, whatever. Like, I don't know why you would do it. That's, I think it's just kind of a...
Have you been ghosted? It sounds like you have some really...
It's kind of a jerk move to dump somebody on Valentine's Day.
I think so. I wouldn't...
Definitely.
I think you should wait till the day after.
I thought you were doing it the day before.
I think you should do it the day after.
Uh-huh.
That's when you get rid of people. You dump them the day after.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you? I mean, you get them flowers, and you get them candy, and you get them a card, and then you say goodbye the next day.
I mean, honestly, is it ever a good time to dump someone? Is there ever a good
That's
day?
Why you ghost people.
No.
Okay. Well, that's topic number one down. 52 minutes past the hour here. All right. Let's see. Oh, fewer Americans are celebrating Valentine's Day now. This is a new trend. Why?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because it's right after the holidays, and
it's always been right after the holidays.
I know, but
I don't think that's the reason.
People are busy.
You think
they're tired of being
click 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 click?
Busy,
that's what it is.
I think since today's a Friday, a lot of people will be out celebrating.
I think it's the cell phone.
The cell phone?
Yeah, I think the cell phone has crept into people's lives. You go to restaurants; they're not talking to each other. They're all looking down. Yeah, like right now. And
I'm listening to you.
I cannot believe we're doing a show here and you're staring at your cell phone the whole time.
Well, you would be too if you weren't staring at your thing for, like, other messages. Who messages you besides Michelle and I?
Don't be looking at this thing over
here. See, he's doing the same thing I am right now. And it's not content.
Mm-hmm. It's content. People are sending me content.
Content.
I don't know why people don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, are either of you celebrating Valentine's Day?
No.
Okay, there you go. Are
we'll
you?
Do something. I don't know what exactly. I mean, I don't think we're not doing anything like extravagant. For sure.
Our daughter wanted to go to Bear Bowl. You know what that is?
Yeah, that's fun.
But he is working overtime till 6 p.m. So I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. But I mean, I'm sure we'll get all of us. The family will get dinner. Mm-hmm. Usually, for me, it's really like a kid. Since I've had kids,
it has been. Yeah,
like,
I agree.
We've gone out a few times, but.
Well, I'm going to go here.
Good holiday.
This is kind of a branch off of this thing, but this is very funny. There's a new study out today that because Valentine's Day is on a Friday, I guess, that's what the study said, that more, now get ready for this, because you are going to see this big time in, when will you see this? You will see this in November, I guess. More children will be conceived tonight than any other day this year.
I have two November babies, so I guess
Well, then you can speak from experience. There you go.
They're actually born on the same day.
No, that's true. And I saw that statistic this morning, and I thought that's very strange that more children will be conceived tonight than any other day this year, and that November will be a big baby month, and that hospitals are already preparing for an abnormal amount of babies being born this coming November.
That kind of contradicts the theory then that it's not celebrated as much.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I don't know what kind of celebration that is, but I guess whatever.
I mean, for us, even celebration would just be able to be like stay at home and like staying home and cooking dinner. Like that's, I don't know what celebration they're looking
right.
for.
What does constitute celebrating Valentine's
Well,
Day?
That's why I brought that up, because I think it's not about take the kids out. It's not about sit at home in your pajamas. I think for most people, it's get flowers, get chocolates, get a card, go out and have a dinner, just the two of you. Do whatever it is that causes babies in November, that sort of thing. You know, I think that's what tonight is for. You know what? I saw a lot of people this week buying chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yes, I actually want
strawberries. That's a particular Valentine's
thing.
Where
were they buying those?
Kroger.
They have them there?
Yeah, they do. Nicely wrapped. So, you know, this is a thing. So I don't know. Do you believe that? Because this is obviously a guess, because tonight hasn't happened yet. Do you believe that this study will pan out and more babies will be born in November this year?
Well, you know, sure. Maybe from Ohio, because it's relatively cold as well today. So maybe more people aren't going out and they're staying in.
Low temperature and Valentine's Day on a Friday.
I was going to say, right, it was like the blizzard thing, right? All the blizzard babies.
Blizzard babies.
There were blizzard babies.
Yeah.
Well, see, and that's the thing. So I wonder, but I bet this is for young people, though. I bet this is for, like, high school kids.
Hold on a second. What do
high
you
school
mean, like,
kids?
Are we,
Hold on.
No, I'm telling you. You go to the maternity ward in November, and I'm telling you, this is going to be a lot of high school kids.
You think there's a lot of teen moms coming in November this
yes,
year?
Yes, there's not
no,
going to be. It's
on.
Not like old
oh,
people.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, not old people, because old people don't have babies. Maybe it's just people of baby-having age.
Like who? What would be the typical age in your mind for people who are going to be having babies in November?
Like 25 to 35? What is the typical? I don't know. Yeah. I'm hoping it's not like
25 to 35.
Well, what
no, no.
Think?
People's first babies come much earlier than that.
No.
They do. Yeah, I believe the average age for a first baby for a mother is like 20. And it used to be lower than that.
No, come on. It's not 20.
It used to be lower than that.
I think people are older now having kids.
Now? Well, because you can have them older now with all the technology. But it used to be that the average age for having a baby up until like the 80s was 19. 19 years old.
Oh, you're talking about like a while ago. Like when people
got
married
at
18.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that that has increased a great deal. I think it's only went up to like 20, 21. That's still a lot younger than 35 to 45 or whatever you said.
I just think that's, I said 25 to 35. 25 you said
to
when
35.
Is like the ideal like baby having age. For me, I think that would be, you know, you've
25.
Yeah.
Ish.
But that's not reality for most people. If you go, how old was your mother when she had you?
27.
But was she, were you the first baby?
I have a sister 2 years, so she was 25 when
25
she.
25 when she, okay,
yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. How old was your mom when she had her first kid?
She was 27 with me, so 24?
24 for yes. The first kid. That's yes. Interesting.
But she got married at 18.
Oh, well, and
never
just no babies.
No babies.
For a long time. Well, that's interesting.
Yep.
That's kind of a fascinating fact, because usually it's not that way.
Mm-hmm.
For most people, you know, there's even a class in school now for mothers.
And my dad was older than my mom. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting because the number is definitely low, and I would guess that this more babies tonight than any other night of this year is probably going to be younger kids.
Well, I was 24. I was 24 when I had my first, I think, right? 24?
No. I was 22.
I think I was 24.
Well, now
and
wait
I
a second.
I was a 17-year-old.
Now, wait.
Were you 23?
Yeah, you have a 17.
Probably, yeah, I was maybe 23.
No, wait a second. You two just said that the correct baby-making age was 25, and now you both had babies before 25.
I didn't say it was correct.
You both had babies younger than your mothers had you. You guys are complete contradictions
on
this.
No. Right, now, everybody is kind of waiting now to have kids, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, let me tell you, though, I did do this whole paper. I don't know, I was in college, but I was surprised to learn Marion had the highest teen birth rate.
Of what?
All of Ohio. All the counties in Ohio, Marion was the highest then.
I don't believe that's right.
Maybe not today, but when I did the paper, I swear to you, it was the highest.
There are some southern counties down there, like Mahoning County. And
that's what was surprising about the whole statistic.
Maybe it's a population thing.
No, 65, it was. They 000. Just did the counties in Ohio. Marion was the highest. And you know why they said this? There's very little to do. Parents are working. For
there
real.
There isn't anything to do.
For lack of better yes. things to do, well, I guess you do that.
Do you know when these babies were conceived?
When's that?
Between the hours of 3 and 5, when they got out of school and parents were at work.
So gosh. it is a young kid thing.
Well, when we were studying the teen birth rate thing, yes.
There
I mean, obviously, that's
go.
It's that age group.
How do you know what time the baby is conceived?
Well, they probably ask the kids when you're doing this.
Do you think they answer?
Well, what do they have to lose at that point? They're having a baby. They might as well tell the truth.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Lord.
They might as well just be out with it.
And that's the end of hour number one. And we're going to go for hour number two. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll be back for another hour. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls that our daughters have what they grow and learn. But that isn't the case.